Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It is December 15th, 531. Thank you guys so much for being here. I feel like someone tweaked my levels in here. Do you know if they've been messing around with stuff?
I have no idea.
Sounds a little different
to me. You think so?
Not in a bad way, but just I was like, oh, sounds a little different. I don't know. I get really sensitive to sound or just hearing ourselves pretty much every day.
And it's
like a certain way. But yeah, we are ready to go here on this Monday. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. This weekend was great. It was nice to just relax, but I did feel like I was coming down with something as far as like my stomach goes.
No.
And it's so funny because I think it was on Friday or Thursday we were talking about how getting older as adults, like our bodies are starting to deteriorate and our digestion is one thing that we talked about and how sensitive things we are to food. So I think it's something that I ate and I was like, oh no. Something's not right. And James is like, what? Meanwhile, this guy has like a stomach of steel.
Oh my gosh.
It's the worst. So.
And just before you're getting ready to take a big trip too.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know if it's food or stress induced or both, because the trip has gotten me like, do I have everything? Do I need to do this? I'm also working at the same time and just doing all these multitasking stuff. So it's like, did I cause this mentally, or is this really something that I ate?
Is it bothering you now?
No.
Oh, okay. So it was a temporary thing. Yeah, it was the food.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm diagnosing you like I'm Dr. Google here or something.
No, I need it. I need you to be WebMD for me. How are you doing?
I am good. I am really good. Had a great weekend. My daughter's birthday was on Saturday. So we celebrated. She had a little dinner with her friends, and then Matt and I got our own table so they could like do their thing. But it was really good because this group of friends she has, I really like them, like genuinely really like them. They're all really great kids. And so I don't know, it just made me happy that she found a good group of kids to hang out with, good influences, really nice. Will actually have a conversation with me, which is like so wild, you know, when I talk to them. They're just like, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. Giving me hugs. I'm like, what is this?
There's something about like when I was growing up as a kid that when you met your friend's parents, it was either super intimidating or super awesome. Like they were your second parents. And that's the best, is that when you see your daughters and their friends having that good group, and you know, moms know. So that's really cool to hear that your daughter has that.
Yeah, it was really nice. And Matt and I got to just kind of chill and decompress after like a really kind of busy, well, I was going to say a couple of weeks, but year, literally.
True.
I'm doing a lot of like reflecting on just the year and stuff. And I was thinking about you driving in this morning and just how I just love you so much. You and I have been through a lot this year.
Don't make me cry.
I know. I'm not going to. But yeah, I just really appreciate you so much. And I just feel really lucky to be able to come in every morning and to work with you. And it just, you're always so positive. So yeah, anyway, I'm not going to miss out.
The feeling is so mutual. You have no idea. It has been a very rough year, but it's so nice to know that we have each other.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. And that just made me feel really good this morning. I was in a good mood driving in, thinking about, oh yeah, it's early and stuff, but it's like, I get to see you. Like, and that makes me happy. So yeah, it was a good night and a good weekend. The Broncos won again.
I saw that.
Did your team win? I think your team won, right?
Yeah, we kicked the Chiefs out of elimination.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, Patrick Mahomes went down on your game.
Yes, I want to say it was like 2 minutes left of the fourth quarter, and Patrick Mahomes, his like knee tweaked. He went to go like step, and the way that he stepped, his left knee was already injured.
Oh, that makes me sad for him.
And it was so, and it's no, you know how when you see the players go down on one knee for someone that's injured?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I'm just like, oh my God, this is so bad. Regardless if he's like, you know, one of the greatest of all time, you still feel for that guy.
Oh, I never want to see anyone get hurt, even if they are playing on the opposing team or my biggest rivals. Like, I just, that's where I draw the line, you know? And so, well, congratulations on that. We're just like freaking out here. My husband goes last night, this is the longest into the postseason, or it's not the postseason yet. He goes, but this is the longest into the season that I've worn orange before. Usually at this point, I've stopped wearing it because I'm embarrassed. I'm like, I know, this is great.
I am so like, I think we're still also shocked about how well the Broncos are doing.
That's just crazy. They're doing so great.
Okay, please tell me when you go visit Denver that there's like a home game lined up.
Yeah,
with
we're hoping we get to go see a home game. That's in the works right now. And then also the Nuggets. The Nuggets are kicking butt this season. So the Avalanche, I'm not a fan of the, that's the only Denver team I do not support.
The hockey
team?
Well,
I don't support the Rockies really either, but yeah, I do not like the Avalanche. I went to an Avalanche game there once and they were playing the Golden Knights and they were the meanest fans I've ever encountered.
Even when you went to the Raiders-Broncos game the other day, that was not as bad.
Oh, the Raiders were so nice because they were outnumbered, the Raiders fans. There were more of us Bronco fans than there was Raider fans.
That is too funny. So. Wow. Well, I'm so excited for you and your sports team.
Yeah, it was a good sports weekend for us. Hopefully it was for you too. So much coming up on the show this morning. Be listening at 7:30. We've got your four-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice. What a fun way to hang with the family. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have Glittering Lights tickets at 8:25 this morning with Heads Up, so be listening for that. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, question for you guys, and be honest, do you want to live to be 100 years old? Dick Van Dyke over the weekend turned 100. Yes, that Dick Van Dyke. Mary Poppins Dick Van Dyke. The guy that had his own sitcom on television, Dick Van Dyke. The guy who still looks great at 100, Dick Van Dyke. I mean, that's such a huge milestone, seriously. And they asked him, he had like a big party this weekend, and as he should, they had like a flash mob, and it was just really... It was really cool to see this big celebration, and he was asked about reaching 100 and how he felt about it. And his response was kind of, you know, wild. He said 100 years is not enough. He wants more.
What?
Yeah.
No, 100 years is too many.
Do you think so? I mean, yes. that kind of stopped me and made me think, because living a long life, it does sound great in theory, right? So, you know, living well for a long time feels like the real question to me. You know, it's, if I live to be 100, but my quality of life for the last 10 years is terrible, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, but he goes to the gym every day. The guy is still mobile. He's still enjoying life. He wants more. He makes it look really appealing. Like, if you are still laughing and still enjoying life, 100 years sounds great. Or does that number sound exhausting to you? 702-364-9400.
I'm exhausted just listening to Dick Van Dyke talk about how he lived to 100 and he wants to live more. Okay, Dick Van Dyke, amazing actor, amazing dancer. I remember looking up to him as a tap dancer when I was growing up. And just the life that he's lived is so beautiful. But let's be honest, we're all not like Dick. He is going to be, you know, living off of his residuals from Mary Poppins. When I'm 65, I only have so much money to live until a certain age. I don't think my Social Security is going to last that long. Also, like my retirement fund, I think about financially, who is going to be supporting me when I live to 100? And just like the health-wise, too. Am I going to have body aches? Like, I'm in my mid-30s and I'm already hurting. Imagine when I turn 100.
Well, I see what you're saying. I guess, like, the financial stuff isn't that big of a deal to me. What do I need when I'm that old, you know? Like, seriously. But, I mean, he looks in great, like, he's in great shape for his age. And when I picture my whole life, when I've pictured living a long life, I always, for some reason, the number 100 kind of stuck in my mind. I don't know why. I mean, triple digits, it feels like the gold standard, right? But if, you know, if I'm honest with myself, the math will probably land you like in your 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. if you're lucky. I'm just trying to be realistic about it. And so I think that's kind of where my opinion shifts. I don't need the headline number. I want the quality years. You
yes.
know, I want to still know why I walked into a room, which sometimes I forget now. I want to be able to move without making sounds like, you know, I want to be able to do that.
I thought you meant your body sounds.
Oh, yeah. My grunts. Body sounds like bubble wrap. Crack, 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 crack. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If I'm sharp, if I'm independent, if I'm laughing, if I'm doing all that in my 80s or 90s, to me, that feels like I hit the lottery. That sounds absolutely ideal. So I think 100 sounds cool in theory, but I'm kind of aiming for like the strong, clear, like functional type of life, you know?
And I'd be happy if I hit 70. Maybe I'm being pessimistic.
You're aiming low, girl. What is wrong with you?
I am just going to be happy once I hit retirement.
You're like next year. Woohoo!
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, December 15th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys for getting up with us. We hope you had a great weekend. We are ready to get things going here on a Monday. I gotta ask you, Steph, I was thinking about you a lot this weekend. Just, I know you have a big trip coming up, your bags are packed, your passport's ready, headed to the Philippines here soon. Are you excited? Are you stressed? And what does Christmas even look like over in the Philippines for your family?
The Philippines for Christmas, I heard, because I did go 2 years ago, but I wasn't there on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
And they said it is something very spectacular because they're huge on Christmas. They've been celebrating Christmas in September.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's when in the Filipino culture, they really start celebrating the holidays, right?
The okay. Burr months.
Gotcha.
And some other things that we're experiencing is like, so my mother-in-law, she is actually going to be hosting Christmas with all of her family and my father-in-law's family. So it's going to be huge on Christmas Eve and day. But here is the problem that I'm running into. And if you've ever, you might have experienced this too. Is there a holiday dish that no one eats except maybe like one or two people, because that's what my mother-in-law is doing. So she's an amazing chef. She cooks all of these Filipino dishes. The ones that I can name off the top of my head that she's already cooked for the menu is sinigang, lumpia, pancit, and adobo. Those are the mains, right?
Okay.
But the dish that she's making that I know no one's going to eat except her and my husband is this dish called diniguan. And diniguan, it looks like straight up mud. It's like black. It's a pork. And I heard it's even made from pig's blood. It is nasty.
Oh, man. I don't want to say anything negative about another person's culture's food, but that does not sound very appealing to me.
Right. And she's kind of stressing herself out from like making all of these dishes. And I told her, and I said it gently, because I don't want to like overstep boundaries too. I said, hey, you know, why don't you just not make that dish? Because I know that James and you are really the only people that are going to eat it. And she was like, absolutely not. I want to make it. This is my dish. I want to make it for my son because he's never here. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. You don't tell the host what she should cook and what she should not cook.
So I'm like, okay. Then I stepped away real quick. I was like, I'm just trying to help lady. So she's overwhelmed, but I'm here gently just trying to tell her, maybe you don't need to make that dish. But immediately she shut me down. So I'm like,
if her baby boy wants that dish, she gonna make that dish.
Sure. So I just stepped out the kitchen. I will entertain. I will sing karaoke with my cousins. I will not step foot in that kitchen.
That is funny. Is there a dish like that is your family dish that nobody touches? Like for us, my mom makes a cucumber salad every holiday. It's a Hungarian staple with dinner. Even if the meal's not Hungarian, even like Thanksgiving, there's cucumber salad there. And every year I say, you don't have to make this, but she makes it anyway. And every year she and I are the only ones that eat it. Like everyone else just walks right past it. Like it does not exist, but she loves it. It's her thing. I eat it out of respect and tradition. I actually like it. It does taste good to me. But and then while we're here talking about the dishes that no one eats, why do we keep pretending that the vegetable tray matters on holidays?
I love the vegetable tray.
Oh my gosh, what a waste. It sits there. Maybe a couple of carrots disappear from it. But I mean, you've got this incredible food everywhere. Like real food, comfort food. And yet someone spent time and money arranging broccoli that no one really asked for, you know?
I really love the vegetable tray because that's what I eat first. I love the broccoli, the carrots. If they're fancy, if they have bell peppers.
Oh, but why? You're wasting valuable stomach space for good food.
It helps you digest. You need your veggies.
This
you can't
is
eat
a lie. We're telling ourselves every year.
That's why you got to get the Costco pre-made one and you don't have to worry about making it and cutting everything yourself.
That thing is always left over at the end of our parties. It's just like, do we want to keep these vegetables? No, they're going to go brown. Like, dump. It's like, why do I always make this? I'm going to invite you next time we have a vegetable tray. You can come and eat it because no one else eats it.
Don't even invite me. Just bring it to the station. I'll be like, put it in the fridge. I will snack on it all morning long.
I don't understand it. All right, let's get to it, guys. We've got a lot coming up this morning at 7 o'clock. We have another edition of Beat Mercedes, a $525 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. At 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out Disney on Ice at the Thomas and Mack. It's going to be here January 8th. We're going to send you there for that. And coming up next, we have what's trending. Just a tragic news. A Hollywood legend and his wife were found dead inside their homes. Police say the details raise serious questions. We're going to explain the latest that we have coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Rob Reiner is trending this morning. This story just continues to unfold and it's really heavy. If you haven't heard, People magazine is reporting that sources claim Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were allegedly killed by their son. Now, police have not yet confirmed that information. People is the one reporting that. First responders were called to the Reiners Brentwood home on Sunday afternoon. Rob and Michelle were found dead. Investigators previously said that the injuries were consistent with a knife. And I mean, this is just like so and so tragic. You know, Rob Reiner's career, I feel like it shaped decades of movies and television. A lot of people first knew him as Meathead on All in the Family before his legendary run as a director. I mean, we're talking The Princess Bride, Stand By Me, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. I mean, I feel like those movies are such a part of so many lives.
It was so crazy that a couple weeks ago, actually, I think it was like last week, we have been watching New Girl, and I totally forgot he was in that. He was the dad of Zooey Deschanel's character.
Yeah, he was. That's where a lot of the younger generation knows him from. He met his wife, Michelle, while he was directing When Harry Met Sally. They married back in 1989, raised three children together, and people notes that the son, who they are saying killed them, Nick Reiner, previously spoke publicly about years of addiction and homelessness in a 2016 interview, which was a period that later inspired the film Being Charlie, which he co-wrote. Now, Rob was still working. His final Spinal Tap project is finished and is scheduled for release next year, but it remains an active investigation. Authorities have not made an official announcement yet. Updates are expected. And as soon as we get those, we will definitely keep you posted. And that is what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there something you do where it feels like you're doing something bad, but in reality, you're not really breaking a rule? One of those moments where you're kind of like, wait a second, am I allowed to do this? What happened to you, Steph?
Yeah. So this past weekend, I told you I wasn't feeling good. My stomach was queasy. I was feeling nauseous. I think it's something that I ate. And I'm doing running with my head chopped off because of all of the things I have to do before our big trip to the Philippines. So James and I were running errands. And my stomach was like, I felt like I had to go to the bathroom, like that bad. We're out in Target. We're in the middle of the travel section. And he looks at my face and goes, "You're looking really pale." I'm like, "I know, I don't feel good." He goes, "You need to drink a 7-Up. Maybe that'll help you." You know how 7-Up is supposed to like help with those queasy stomach moments. So I was like, you know what? Fine. So I put the 7-Up in the cart. He goes, "What are you doing? Drink it." I'm like, "No, we haven't paid for the 7-Up yet." He goes, "You really need it. Look at you. Just drink it. It's fine. We're going to pay for it anyway." I'm like, "No, I feel like I'm being watched. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to get arrested for drinking something I haven't bought yet." He goes, "Just drink it." So I'm like, fine. I open the bottle. I'm taking my sips of the 7-Up. And what do you know? My stomach's starting to feel better.
Oh, good.
So we're walking around Target, and by the time we get to the cash register, this 7-Up bottle's basically empty. I feel like, oh my God, am I doing something illegal here? I'm basically scanning an empty 7-Up bottle. To me and my conscience, I felt really guilty. James, on the other hand, is like, "Oh, you'll be fine. Relax." Is there something like that? Like you've done something that technically you paid for it or it's not illegal, but it just felt illegal?
I feel like on that, I don't know. I'm with you. I do think that it is illegal, isn't it? To take something before you pay for it?
Yes, but like it's not like a pillow that I'm going to put on a couch later. This is something I'm currently doing and using in the store.
I know, but you haven't paid for it yet. Like, I kind of feel like you did do something wrong.
You think so? Okay, why do you think
I don't know.
That?
Like, I feel like maybe you should have run up, paid for it, and then drank it. But I know other people have probably done that before. I don't know. Because you haven't paid for it, but you're utilizing it.
Yes.
So, like, I get why you felt that way. Because I do kind of feel like it was wrong. So I get why you're saying, why you're doing that. But the good news is you redeemed yourself by paying for it afterwards.
So you're saying once I got that 7-Up, I should have just right away gone to self-checkout, paid for it and then gone along with my business.
I think that's the ethical thing to do. Is it the thing that everyone would do? Probably not. I'm trying to think if I've ever used something before I actually paid for it. 702-364-9400. Is that wrong to do that, what Steph did? And then also, what do you do that feels illegal but it isn't? You know, for me, the thing that makes me feel so guilty every single time I do it, especially now during the holidays, because I feel like everyone's got their eyes on you, is when you walk out of a store without buying something.
What do you mean?
Like, when I had to go into Bath and Body Works the other day, and I'm walking through there, and I'm trying to find a couple of gifts for my daughters, and I see things that I like, but I'm like, yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need anything. So I walked out, but I felt like the workers were watching me, like, did she put something in her pocket? How is she walking out of here without purchasing anything? So I just felt guilty walking out of that Bath and Body Works without purchasing anything.
I know what you mean, because there's that moment where, like, I intend on trying to buy something, but if there's nothing for you, don't feel
nothing
guilty.
Jumped out.
Yeah. Just feel bad. Don't feel bad. You went in there. You saw something you didn't like. You left. That's on you, not on the store.
I know, but I always feel like they're staring at me like she has something on her. And it's like, it's so funny because then it's the performance. I walk out. Hands are visible. Pace is casual. Face is neutral. You're not stealing. You're not hiding anything. But every step feels suspicious.
You're talking to the coworkers like you're the best person. Hey, Stacey,
have a great day. Joey, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I see both sides. I would feel the same way, but at the same time, you think about it, and you're actually going to a restaurant ordering a tea before you pay.
Oh. So, you got a good point there, Joey. Yeah, you're eating the whole meal before you pay. I just don't know it. I don't know. Does Target look at it that way? Like I said, you paid. It was all good in the end. So, but I get why you felt that guilt, because I would have felt that guilt too.
Oh, I think it goes back to when I got caught stealing as a high schooler, and I'm going on at Walmart and I'm going through self-checkout. I'm like, Am I reliving my past here? No. I'm paying for this. I'm fine. But there's that moment of guilt, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not alone. People are texting. People do that all the time. I do it if I feel queasy. I'll grab a bag of Cheez-Its and I'll start eating it while I'm shopping. Then I pay for it. This one says, if it's something they're going to scan, as long as they can scan it, it's not stealing. If they have to scan how much it weighs, then it's wrong to do that.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, eating grapes while you walk around the grocery store, that's stealing. A lot of people are texting about grapes. A lot of you guys eat them in the store.
You thieves! You're
grapes
eating them!
Thieves!
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
If you ever needed a reason to drive down a state line to get yourself a Powerball ticket, here you go. Because tonight's Powerball jackpot sits at $1.1 billion.
What?
After nobody matched all six numbers over the weekend. If someone takes that cash option, you're looking at about $503 million before taxes.
I've never been to state line to get a ticket, but it's just like one of those things. Is it really worth it? Like, what are the odds? Am I really going to drive down there, drive back in the middle of the holidays and get a ticket?
Hot take. My husband does it, but he doesn't stop at state line. He drives further into Baker and there's no lines. If you go to state line, you're going to have to stand in that line forever. And while instead of doing that, just drive a little further and then you can get it, walk in and walk out and drive back. But you can also do that for Arizona too. So
does he get tickets for other people?
No.
Maybe I'll hit him up.
If he goes today, I'll tell him to get you some.
Yes.
But I don't think he is going. I don't even think he knows the Powerball jackpot is this big. Do you remember like a few months ago when it was like really big? He drove then and I was like, get tickets. This is it. This is it. We're going to win. And nothing.
I won 20.
I know. Also this morning, this one's stressful. Is anyone else experiencing this? Some Apple users are dealing with an alarm glitch where the alarm goes off silently No sound, no chaos, no panic. A lot of people are posting on TikToks that they're missing flights. They're late for work because their iPhone alarm technically went off, but they're never hearing it. The issue goes back to early 2024, and Apple has acknowledged this. For some people, the fix involved checking alarm volume settings. For other, the problem tied back to an attention aware feature or face ID settings. Either way, imagine trusting your phone with your flight or your final or your big work meeting and then waking up late. Are you setting double alarms after hearing that?
Yeah, this is my worst nightmare, is setting an alarm and it doesn't go off. I would be like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night thinking I miss my alarm, and then to actually hear this actually goes down, I would be sending 3-4 backup alarms because of it.
Yeah, this morning I was like in such a deep sleep, and then I just woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm late. My alarm didn't go off. What's going on? I forgot to set it last night. And it was before my alarm was going off. I don't know why I woke up when I did, but I felt like I slept so good and so deep that I must have slept through my alarm. So it was, I had a major panic attack, and then I couldn't fall back to sleep after that.
The worst is actually like when your phone is in your pocket and you feel like it's vibrating or someone's calling you, you go to look at it, you take it out of your pocket, and it's nothing. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, the phantom buzz?
Yes,
I have. I experienced that with my Apple Watch. I do that a lot. Oh. Like I'll feel like it buzzes on my wrist, and then I look at it and nothing, there was nothing on there. I'm like, what happened?
Yes, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I swear, I remember when I had my Apple Watch, same thing. It's like, is someone messing with me right now? Did someone really text me and then someone stopped time?
It's probably
the
FBI messing with us. They have access to all that. They watch us on our phones all the time.
Oh my God.
I just want to say hello. And I'm boring. Pick someone else.
Don't even bother trying to hack me.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, this survey went off the rails pretty fast. Researchers have found that people are so attached to their phones that 1 in 14 say they would rather lick a public sidewalk than give up their phone for a week.
Ew.
I would.
You would lick a sidewalk?
I would go out here and lick the sidewalk. If you gave me the choice of taking my phone for a week or licking the sidewalk, I mean, how big of a lick are we talking?
Ew, that's disgusting, Mercedes, especially during this time. It's freezing out there.
That's fine.
If you're in Japan, okay? I've heard the streets in Japan are super clean. I would lick a Japan sidewalk.
Google searches for phone addiction signs jumped more than 400% in the past year. 2/5 of people say they would give up caffeine first. Now that's where I draw the line. I'd like a sidewalk, but I don't think I'd give up caffeine.
Same here. I need my caffeine. We're waking up so early. Yeah, I'm good.
Almost a quarter of people say they would avoid seeing anyone for a week. That would be nice.
Right? Okay, Mercedes, giving up coffee or not seeing your family for a week?
Oh, yeah, I'll see them after a week. It's fine.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mercedes in the morning. I think it is time for us to clear the air here, you know?
Okay.
We're winding down 2025, right? Every year by this point, I think that there's always the one thing you hear about over and over again, and eventually you hit that moment where you're like, enough, enough. Like, you're just over it. So I'm thinking in 2025, what is the thing that you're so over that you want to leave in 2025 and not bring into 2026? What happened this year that you don't want to hear about again for a long time? What is that thing that you are just so over? And I thought of this because I'm going through my stuff this morning. And first of all, like all the violence, just all the violence.
There's so much.
That everything from Brown University to Bondi Beach to the poor Rob Reiner. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, leave that. Like, it's a lot. But the other thing that made me think of this was I am like so over AI. Being everywhere.
Yes.
You know, I'm not scared of it. I'm not anti-technology at all, but I am tired. Like, every app update suddenly wants to tell me how much smarter it is because of AI, or like my email wants to rewrite how I sound. Like, there's a little button.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I don't want you to rewrite this. Or my phone, it wants to summarize things that I already read. And now, like, even my appliances want opinions. I am just so over it. What is the thing that you are over in 2025 that you want to leave right here, right now? 702-364-9400. Some things were just fine before. Some things don't need an upgrade. You know, what is the thing that you officially are over with? Do you have one of those?
You're going to hate me, and I'm going to call you out on something. Labubus need to stay in 2025. I don't want to hear anything about labubus next year. I don't care about the blind boxes or pressuring people to, you got to get the secret one. What's that secret one? That black one? Is that the secret, the special labubu?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done with them. They look ugly. They're not cute on your bags. The way that you're collecting them, it's not cute. We got to leave them here in 2025.
Do you feel like they're still like invading your world? Like, I try not to talk about them anymore. because I know you hate them so much. So, like, now I do have a plushie on my purse, but it's not a Labubu. Is it bothering you?
It's not just you, Mercedes, and it's not you. It's everyone in general. My cousin talking about the Labubu still. She is like, you know, I still haven't got that one special one for Christmas. It's not you. It's the collective.
What is it for you that you just want to leave in 2025? This text just came in, says, we need to leave 6-7 in the past. I mean, I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, that one
needs to stay. I mean, oh my gosh, look at this. Everybody is saying 6-7. That needs to go.
Oh my gosh. Everybody on the text line is saying 6-7.
It's not funny. It's irritating. It's not cute. This one says, I'm over being nice. I'm always the person to reach out, to check in, or try to plan the hangout. And not anymore. Leaving all that behind. Being nice apparently doesn't get me anywhere. I'm so sad that you feel that way, but I do understand it. I think that we've all been in relationships where it's like we're the one putting in all the work. Yeah. I gave that up this year. You know, this year was the year of the snake, and it was all about like shedding the skins and stuff. And I was just like, why? Like, I got so over just people reaching out when they wanted something. And so I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. And so I get what you're saying, but don't ever let someone make you not be nice. You can still be nice. Just be nice to the right people. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. And that's what that comes with, just putting personal boundaries on who you need to give your energy to and who you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's we're getting some other texts here. I'm tired of seeing everyone talk about matcha. It tastes like grass. Why can't we just leave matcha in 2025?
I like matcha, actually.
I've never really seriously had it. Like, I think I've taken a sip of it before, but I've never really given it a chance. Is it that good?
I wouldn't say it's worth the hype, but it is something that's good. Like, if you love your coffee and you like that strong caffeine, matcha isn't for you. It's more of like the it's more on the tea level than it is really on the caffeine level.
Is there caffeine in it though?
I believe so. Yes. Okay. I believe it's like green tea. It's kind of like an upper level of green tea.
Okay. I maybe I'll give it a shot now that you said that. On another angle, okay? Is anyone with me? Like, should we revolt here? Can we leave parking fees for locals in 2025? I live here. I pay taxes here. I support these businesses year round, and somehow I still have to pay to park, to go grab dinner or go into a store at one of these hotels. And it makes no sense to me. Like, parking used to be the one thing that the locals had, like the one thing. And now it's like, man, I just need to run in for something really quick and I have to pay $20. It just doesn't make sense to me.
So ridiculous. What about the mandatory tipping machines on those touch screens when they come around? Oh, I just got a coffee for $8 and now you're asking me to pay 20%? That's a $10 for one coffee.
You know, I pressed no tip on one of those the other day and it felt so liberating.
Yes!
I was like, oh my gosh, look at me saving money everywhere I go.
Saving money, setting boundaries. That's what I'm talking about.
It was a bottle of water. I don't need to tip you $2 on a bottle of water.
You know what can stay for 2026?
What?
You know the station casinos and their $2 tequila shots?
Oh, their $2 margaritas?
Yeah, those? I went into Durango the other weekend and I tried one of those. Those are really good.
I just love station casinos in general.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for parking there.
There you go. See, free parking, cheap shots. Keep it.
2026. I love it. I love it. All right.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Kelsey. You are caller 20. Yay! Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am, yeah.
Okay, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct, and you win this 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Ursula is a villain in which Disney movie?
Little Mermaid.
Yes. Today is the first day of which Jewish holiday?
Hanukkah.
Yes. So where does Santa live?
The North Pole.
Yes. In sports, what does the NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Yes. In Aladdin, where did the genie live for thousands of years?
In a lamp.
Yes. What kind of hens were given on the third day of Christmas?
The kind that lay?
No. What kind of alcohol comes from agave?
Tequila.
Yes. What is the name of the national park that is home of the geyser Old Faithful?
Yosemite?
No. What name is given to an isolation period for people with a contagious disease?
Quarantine.
Yes. What date is Christmas Eve?
The 24th of December.
Yes. What kind of hens were given on the third day of Christmas?
My true love gave to me.
Three.
Hens a laying?
Oh, that's
tough. It's not, is it?
Oh, no. Five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens.
No.
I'm sorry, Kelsey. Oh, we didn't get that one.
So
and
close.
Then the other one where Old Faithful is, that you said Yosemite, it's Yellowstone where that is. So you did so well, though. I thought for sure we were going to have a winner. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Great try, Kelsey. Let's get these tickets. Though I'll give them away right now, four of them to see Disney on Ice at the Thomas and Mack in January. Caller 20, they're yours right now. 702-364-9400. This story feels kind of like a Vegas nightmare. A 64-year-old attorney named Michael Duke Thompson is suing the Aria and MGM Resorts after he says he woke up in a casino security holding area in handcuffs and was told he owed the casino about $75,000.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine waking up and like, wait, what? What? That's the wild part. He says he has no memory of how the debt even happened. According to the lawsuit, his last memory from that night was leaving the high-limit blackjack room with a few thousand dollars in chips. The next thing he remembers is waking up the following morning in custody. Everything else is a blank. He later learned there were eight casino markers in his name, and he claims that the signatures only loosely resemble his own. The lawsuit argues that he was incapacitated and should never have been allowed to keep gambling. He's asking a jury for a jury trial and damages. The casino hasn't responded publicly yet, but be honest, if you woke up to that kind of debt with no memory, what would you do?
I would be so mad. Oh my, well, first, I don't gamble, so I don't know really how to do anything, especially at a blackjack table. But like, I would be kind of upset too. Like, did someone drug me? Was I set up?
Yeah.
Can I get the video proof to show like, hey, the blackjack dealer should have stopped me because how I was looking? And it's kind of like the bartenders, right? Like, all right, you're done. You need to stop. Do blackjack dealers, do they do the same thing?
I was going to ask, like, are there any dealers listening? What's the whole protocol on people that are just wasted? Because, you know, drinking and gambling, it kind of goes hand in hand. You're going to expect some people to show up kind of drunk, but is there a limit where you're like, okay, enough is enough? And what is that? Like, if they're barely keeping their eyes open, do you just keep taking their money? Or do you, what's the whole protocol on that? I'm curious if anyone's listening. 702-364-9400. I've always wondered, like, do they have a limit where they're like, you're cut off, just like a bartender would do?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I would like to know the same thing. Blackjack dealers, anyone, at a table.
Yeah, that's something that you got to know. They have some sort of rule in place for that. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, she has got the Swifties spiraling again. This time it's about lyrics. Fans noticed on Apple Music that her catalog was updated and a couple of Reputation songs sound different. On the song I Did Something Bad, Taylor swapped out lines to much sharper lyrics aimed at men who talk trash.
Oh, wow.
So she changed those lyrics. On the song Delicate, she changed a line to include stronger language. There's cursing in both of the lyrics.
Oh, she mad.
Yeah. So she hasn't explained the updates at all. which of course makes fans think that Reputation Taylor's version is coming. Everyone thought it was going to happen on her birthday on Saturday. That didn't happen. But this definitely feels intentional. Taylor does nothing by accident. Do you think this means new music is close? Is she messing with everyone? Did you watch the docuseries?
No, I've seen clips of the docuseries.
So good, guys.
The chills that I got because I was so busy this weekend. It is on my queue for tonight, actually. So
It's amazing. It was totally different than what I expected it to be. She went places I did not expect her to go. Yeah. She talked about the terror attack in Vienna and how that canceled her shows, just how that had an effect on her. You see it. And then I'm sure the viral clip that you guys have seen online is where she gives bonuses to her her dancers and all her employees. And in the docuseries, they mute out the amount that she gave them.
Yes.
But it's coming out on social media that they read the lips of Cam, who read the amount. And they're saying it was $750,000 to each of her dancers.
I thought it was $500,000. That's more.
If you look at the lip reading, and I'm seeing all these TikToks on it, it looks like he says $750,000.
Life-changing money.
Insane.
Good for her for doing all that for her staff. That's so nice.
We'll see. Maybe we get Rep TV. That would be another gift to all the Swifties out there. Okay, finally this morning, if you are flying for the holidays and you want to stay healthy, seat choice matters. According to Dr. Neha Pathak from WebMD, the biggest risk on planes comes from close contact and airflow, not surfaces.
Oh.
So her advice is to book a window seat and stay far from the restroom to limit how many people pass by you.
Oh.
She also says to turn on the overhead vent, wash your hands often, avoid touching your face, and consider a mask if you want that extra protection. Stomach bugs, they spread more through the tray tables in the bathroom, so wipe those things down. Would you switch seats if it meant not getting sick during your trip?
1,000%. I was sick on my last international trip 2 years ago, and it was brutal. In the wintertime, too, it was, we were traveling from LAX, and then we ended up having that flight canceled. We had to go to LAX to San Francisco, and then San Francisco to Manila. And I remember being on that flight in the middle of the middle. You know what I'm talking about? You know how there's the left of the plane, the right of the plane.
Those big planes have that center section.
And I was in the middle seat, and the guy next to me coughing, sneezing. 30 minutes later, I end up coughing and sneezing.
That is my worst nightmare, just in that middle section in general. Yeah. Like, that is the worst.
Yes.
Where's your seat on your upcoming trip?
So we're on the far left of the plane, and we're not close to the bathroom. I would say we're like 7 rows away from the bathroom, but I'm in the middle.
Still
seat.
In the middle. Stuck in the middle. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Imagine that it is tax season, okay? You sit down with your receipts and you realize that half of them involve your pet food, vet visits, grooming, meds, emergency stuff you didn't budget for. And now add this, a lawyer wants the IRS to count pets as legal dependents.
Mm.
Same category as kids, same tax relief. What do you guys think about this? 702-364-9400. I do understand why this kind of resonates with people because this survey shows that 97% of pet owners call their pets family, and pets need food, and pets need shelter, and pets need medical care and training and transportation and all that. You cover all the expenses, right? One example in this case involves a golden retriever costing more than $5,000 a year. No income, no full-time residence, just total reliance on one human. So as a pet owner, what do you think? Do you think that pets should be counted as your dependents? I mean, pets, they're classified as property right now.
Right.
And, you know, I love animals, but, and I do think pets are more than property, but Do you think that they're dependents?
Yeah, so I don't have kids, so it's hard to compare the financial. And I know it's probably huge, having a kid versus having a having a dog, right? But just having a dog, it would be so nice to actually have them and count them and claim them as a dependent. I mean, Momo goes through grooming like no other. He's a Shih Tzu. So that adds up. Every year, I want to say we spend at least almost $800 a year just on grooming alone. Then you add in the food that he has to get. He's a very picky eater. He likes his dry kibble with his toppers. That adds up as well. And then just having, just knowing, like, I claim him as my son. Yes, I'd sound crazy, but, like, that's my kid right there. Can I compare it to having an actual child? No, because I don't know anything else but Momo. But it would be so nice to claim him on my taxes.
I just feel like we're delving into territory where things could get kind of slippery there. Chelsea, hey, good morning. What do you think? Should pets be classified as dependents?
I don't think so. I have three kids and three dogs. I love them to pieces, but they don't level out to the expense of the kids at all.
Yeah, it's two different worlds. There are expenses, of course, and we love our pets, of course, but it's just a different level, right?
It is. The expense for kids is way above. And I feel like you're kind of stepping on parents' toes if you make pets a dependent as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then also, I do think that calling pets property feels very outdated. I do. But at the same time, labeling them dependents, that feels like a stretch because kids grow up. Kids enter the workforce. Kids become taxpayers. Your dogs don't ever do that. You know what I mean?
Some dogs do that with like emotional support animals. Do you think you classify them differently?
Do they enter the workforce? Are they making income? Are they contributing it that way? No, they're not. Let's be honest. But I mean, I don't know. It feels, if a dependent usually means someone you support who will eventually support themselves, how would a pet fit into that? They don't eventually support themselves. Kim, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I do have kids, and I totally understand. But with pets, I think you should be able to if you've had them longer than 2 years. Because just like you said, kids, well, they go have a family of their own. They do their job. Well, you're still with your pet, and that's your support right there. They're depending on you just as much as you're depending on them.
Right. Well, where would the line be drawn? You know, you say 2 years. I get that. What, one dog, five dogs, horses, exotic animals? Like, where do you draw the line then?
Oh, yeah. No, they have to be at least like if they're counted as a service dog because you absolutely need them, then I completely understand. You should actually have them claimed, but if it's just, oh, that's my pet, whatever, no, it's not that fair. I understand it does cost a lot, but if they're not supporting you mentally, emotionally, or anything, that's your pet.
But I think everyone can make the claim that they are supporting them emotionally. You know, everyone's going to say that. Let's talk to Mark really quick. Hey, Mark, good morning. What do you think?
Absolutely not. It's a very, very slippery slope with taxes and fraud and people playing games. We already have emotional support peacocks going on airplanes. It's insane.
They're beautiful, by the way.
We just caw caw caw. Anyway.
You're right, though, Mark. I mean, it's true. People find anything to get through these loopholes, which is frustrating. And I just think this is opening up the door for so much fraud. And I don't know. We're getting a bunch of calls and texts. Melissa, hang on the line. She says yes. Dogs should be claimed as dependents. Why does she think that? We'll talk to her and take more of your calls. 702-364-9400. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, quick reset here. If you're jumping in, here's the debate. A lawyer is suing the IRS, arguing that pets should count as legal dependents for tax purposes. Same category as kids, same tax relief. Melissa is on the phone and she agrees pets should count. Hey, Melissa, good morning. What do you think?
Okay, so as somebody that cannot have children, my fur babies are my children. And I completely understand your point, Mercedes, with your children to actually grow up, start, paying their own taxes, getting jobs, and so forth. I forgot my point, but...
It's okay. I do that all the time, Melissa. If cost is the main factor, and I asked this before, where does the line stop? I mean, do we worry about people that are going to start hoarding pets and taking all these pets on just because of the tax benefits of this? Where is that line?
Well, I believe by Nevada law that you're only allowed to own up to 4 pets. But in regards to owning more off the grid, blah, 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 I don't know that part. But, you choose to have children just like we choose to have fur babies.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I've had fur babies. I love them. But I just...
I know.
It's crazy. I don't want to say it's crazy, but I think that they're more than property for sure. I don't think that cost alone should decide dependency. A pet is a choice. A breed is a choice. A lifestyle is a choice. I don't know. It's hard to say. Kids are different. They grow up. They enter society. They contribute back. Pets never do. They're going to always be dependent on you for the rest of their lives. So that's where I think it's a little different. But I definitely get the love there. I mean, that's a good argument on that side. Brizzy, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Good morning. I think pets are wonderful things to have, but they are not a requirement. Like you said, they won't contribute to society. However, I do believe you should get a tax break for them because they are costly to own, but it is a choice. But at the same time, I have a friend that has 15 dogs. And at what point, like you said, do they start to take advantage of the system if they did get some sort of dependency status for them? They are his emotional support animals. However, I don't think that they should be considered dependents.
Yeah, let's say I have an aquarium full of mice. How those my dependents, or I have a bunch of fish? I think things just get too clouded.
Yeah.
But Shia, wrap this up for us. What do you think?
I think they should be dependents because some of them are very expensive with their medical bills. Some of them live forever. What are you going to do? Like, I've seen people with just tons and tons of cats in their garage, adopting cats out of their garage, and I think they should get some type of benefits for it.
Like, what kind of benefits should the people that are hoarding cats get? I mean, that doesn't seem like very safe. And then what makes you think that they won't hoard even more cats because they're getting more money? Like, don't you worry about people taking advantage of that?
I do worry about it. I feel like someone should be checking on them and making sure nothing as bad is happening to these animals. Because like I said, they should be adopting these cats out. It should be more of a business where it's only...
No, I totally understand. I get the love. I agree with the caller who said you get some sort of tax break.
Yeah. Meet in the middle.
But are they dependent? Well, they're going to depend on you for the rest of their life. I'm going to depend on my kid.
Yeah, we depend on our pets to take care of us and wipe our butt when we can't?
Probably not.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Corinne, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. Happy Monday. You ready to win Heads Up?
I am so ready to win.
Okay, so we've got this fast pass for you to go check out Glittering Lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Tea Time, Wright Brothers, Happy Holidays, Fortnite, or Happy Birthday?
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays it is. Christmas next week. Hanukkah just started. These are all things that are associated with the holidays, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
He's the guy that comes down the chimney.
Santa Claus.
Yes. This is white and it falls from the sky.
No.
Yes. This is a very popular drink this time of year. It's kind of yellowish. It's
eggnog?
Yes. You build these with like graham crackers and frosting.
Gingerbread house.
Yes. This is old. This person nipping at your nose.
Jack Frost?
Yes. This is what you get in, and it is pulled by Santa's reindeer.
The sleigh?
Yeah.
Nice. Yay. You slayed that category.
Nice job, Corinne. Congratulations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, I have a question, and I want genuine honesty here from you guys at 702-364-9400. In my family, we reuse gift bags a lot. Like, basically, if I have ever given you a present in a gift bag, there is a very strong chance that that bag has lived a full life before it ever met you. Yeah. That bag has seen other holidays, probably seen some birthdays, probably been folded and pulled out more times than I can count. In our house, I feel like gift bags are just not disposable. You open the gift, you say thank you, and then you fold it back up nicely until it goes home with someone else. And I was thinking about this yesterday as I was doing a little gift wrap, because I could tell like some of these are kind of worn, like and they're just staying within my family, so I don't think it's as tacky. But is it smart to do this, gifting gifts to people outside your family in a used gift bag? Is that so tacky? Because to me, the gift is new. The thought is real. Now, the bag did exactly what it was supposed to do. You know, it delivered the new gift. But I also know some people that feel like a reused bag is, it means you didn't put any effort into it. And I'm just being frugal, you know?
No, you are so smart. Like, I do the same thing. I always reuse gift bags. I go so cheap to as far as I reuse the actual tissue paper inside.
Oh, that's a whole new level. Nice.
Yes. So I will save everything. And this is what I realized this past weekend. And I'm so glad that James caught me. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't get many gifts in gift bags other than from you, Mercedes. And I save every single one. I was wrapping, and I'm no surprise, is I got you a gift for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I put it together. It's all nice and neat. And James looks at me. He goes, did Mercedes already give you her Christmas gift? I'm like, no, that's my gift to her. He goes, isn't that the same exact gift bag she gave you last Christmas? I said, oh my God. So I said, I am not going to give her the same gift bag she gave me last year.
That's totally fine. It'll end up back with you at some point.
So what are we doing now? We're treating gifts and we're treating gift bags at the same time?
I think
or
it's
what?
Totally fine. I am not offended by that at all.
Oh my God.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I would have even recognized it. I really don't think I would have. The only way, and this is one thing that I think we should universally agree upon. You know, some gift bags have like the gift tag on the handle.
Yes, uh-huh.
Don't write on that. Don't write on that. Just leave it blank. It's fine, because I've accidentally given those before where it said two Mercedes on it, and then I give it to someone, I'm like, ah, and I have to tear it off before it goes to that person.
I've gotten one of those from someone, not you, but from a friend that says to so-and-so from grandma. I'm like, wait, this girl just gave me a reused gift bag, but at least take the effort of, you know, you take off the price tag. You also take off the gift tag, too.
But maybe it was actually from her grandma to you. Maybe her grandma wanted to give you something.
Nana Susan really liked my friend Steph.
You never know. I mean, it is a possibility. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot coming up. Coming up, we have the Hot 3, a shocking arrest after a legendary Hollywood couple is found dead. We've got new details that just came out. Also, scientists are studying this to use instead of baby formula. Would you give this to your baby? And Gen Z ditching dating apps for Facebook? Is this true? What the heck is going on? We've got all of that coming up next in the Hot 3, Mix 94.1. This is such a heavy and heartbreaking story out of Los Angeles. Nick Reiner has been arrested and booked after his parents, legendary director Rob Reiner, and his wife Michelle were found dead in their Brentwood home. Police say both victims suffered stab wounds. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Nick Reiner is being held on $4 million bail. Investigators have not shared details about what led up to the deaths, only confirming that the Robbery Homicide Division is handling the case. The city is reacting, as you can imagine. I wouldn't even say just the city. The country is reacting with a lot of shock. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, called Rob Reiner's death a devastating loss, pointing to his impact on film, early childhood education, LGBTQ plus rights. The story's still unfolding, and the details are really difficult to process. Like, how do you even wrap your head around losing someone that was so instrumental in the movie making process? And just so, I think of some of the movies that had an impact on me. The Princess Bride, I loved that movie as a kid so much. When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, Stand By Me. There's so many.
And I forget how much of a legend he was just reading about all of the things that he's done for Hollywood. I mean, for my generation, it was in New Girl, Jessica's dad. That's who I knew him as. I'm like, that guy looks so familiar. And James is like, you don't know Rob Reiner? I'm like, of course I know Rob Reiner. But then thinking about it and really seeing his portfolio of work, it's just so incredibly sad, but also it's inspiring as well.
Yeah, he was just larger than life, and this is just like so sad. So we'll keep you informed as we get more details. Also this morning, this one sounds like it's a fake story, but it's real. Researchers are studying milk from gray seals and calling it just absolutely extraordinary. The milk from gray seals apparently contains about a third more unique sugar molecules than human breast milk, including sugars that scientists have never seen before. And those sugars play a huge role in building the immune system and shaping gut health and blocking viruses and bacteria. And researchers believe some of these sugars could eventually be added to infant formula to support babies who do not have access to breast milk. There's even interest in using them for adult gut health. Does knowing this make you look at nature a little differently? Like if they said, okay, why don't you try giving seal milk or this formula with seal milk to your child, would you be like, or hearing this information, it's kind of like, wow, we consume stuff from animals all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was gonna say. Well, first when you said it's gray seals, I'm thinking like a seal on a water cap, and I'm like, oh, you mean the animals?
The animals, yeah.
But you think of it that way, where it's coming. We already eat meat from cows. We already we make milk from almonds. You know what I mean? So why wouldn't we try and see something if it's working for it and the science backs it up, then why wouldn't we try
it? It sounds a little jarring at first, but I mean, if there are real benefits to this, it's something that we should at least take a look at. It's very interesting. Finally, this morning, somehow Facebook is cool again, at least for dating. Gen Z singles are ditching apps like Tinder and Bumble and moving over to Facebook dating and even old school Facebook groups. They say Facebook feels more real. Profiles connect to real names, mutual friends, shared communities, and that makes it easier to spot red flags and verify who someone is. A lot of people describe it as meeting someone through friends instead of swiping on strangers. One user actually summed it up by saying Tinder feels chaotic and Facebook feels familiar.
Huh.
Would you ever trust Facebook with your love life?
No, I don't trust anything on Facebook with any of my life. I barely go on Facebook for me to hear Gen Z is going to Facebook. Do they even know how to use it?
I don't know. I mean, obviously they're finding a way around it, but I saw a TikTok this weekend, and this guy was talking about how he went on this date and he totally got catfished. And what happened was he was on some app and he saw a girl and they were, you know, texting back and forth, and then they even started talking and getting along. So he asked if she wanted to go on a date, and she's like, yeah, that sounds great. So day of the date comes. He said he had kind of a weird feeling, but he just sent her a text just like, hey, just want to make sure we're still on for tonight. She writes back, yes, I'm totally looking forward to it. So he gets there and is just kind of waiting in his car, doesn't see her, and just waiting, texts her like, hey, I'm here. Are we still good? And she's like, yes, I'm so sorry, I'm running a little bit late. So then she texts him, says, I'm here. So he gets out of the car and he's waiting, and he sees like a girl walking towards him, but she looks nothing like the thing.
No.
And so he's just waiting. And then she walks directly up to him. She's like, hey, it's me.
So and so.
And he's like, and so he's like, he said my reaction like showed it all. I was completely shocked. So they go in, sit down, and he says, you don't look like anything like your picture. And it wasn't like she gained some weight. It was a totally different person.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, it was completely different. And she goes, yeah, I don't like to put my real image out on social media.
But then you're giving off the wrong impression when people want to start to date you.
Right? And so I guess he was really, the conversation didn't go well. He was upset. So he gets up. He's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. He goes, he pays the bill, and then he just walked out.
Good for him.
I mean, I can't say that I blame him on that one.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. This is where you send us your DMs, your emails, and if you have a situation that you want to know, hey, am I being a jerk? Am I justified? Is this person in my life being a jerk, or are they justified? We want to hear from you. Like I said, you can DM us on social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or email us through our website, mix941.fm. Okay, here's what we got today. It says, hi, guys. My name is Ellen, and I need your help settling something before I accidentally become the villain in someone's wedding story. I'm a singer, or at least trying to be one. And an old friend recently reached out to tell me she's engaged. She asked if I would sing at her wedding. She made it clear there was no pressure and said I'd be invited as a guest with a plus one either way. The song she wants is A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. She's heard me sing it a few times over the years, and she said she wants me to perform it during her first dance with her husband. I genuinely want to sing for her, and I have no issue doing it. I'm honored she even asked, but now I'm stuck on one question. Does the singing count as the wedding gift, or do I still need to give her something on top of that? My roommate has very strong opinions and thinks not only should I not have a gift, but I should be paid for performing. That feels like a lot, but now it's in my head, and I don't know what the right move is. So help me out. Jerk or justified if I treat the singing as my gift. Thank you. Signed, Ellen.
Ooh.
702-364-9400 is our number. Call us or text us. Would she be a jerk if she gave the singing as a gift, or would she be justified? What do you think?
Well, it sounds from Ellen that she is just singing one song. It doesn't sound like she's going to be doing a whole set,
right,
where she's doing hours and hours of songs. This is one song. Plus, if you're a guest at the wedding and you're getting up for 3 minutes, you're going back down, you're still enjoying the wedding, you're still a guest. So I say you're a jerk and you would still need to give a gift because you're still that guest. It's, and another thing, if she has a plus one, if Ellen has a plus one, that also counts, I think, as a gift as well. So one,
how does it count as a gift?
Because she's bringing a plus one. Let's say that plus one isn't really close to the bride or the groom, but doing it out of a favor of, you know, I'll give you a plus one. I think also deserves a gift. That's a meal right there. That's money that's being spent on someone that she's not really close to, but giving her the favor of a plus one.
But every single person that brings a plus one, that plus one needs to bring a gift?
I would say because she's bringing a plus one, she would need to bring a gift as well.
But if they offer it, like, I disagree with that completely. Like, if I get a plus one to a wedding and bring my husband, does he have to bring a separate gift?
I would say they would have to bring a gift as one. Like Ellen and her plus one.
So you get punished
for
being single and no, that's not fair.
No, it's because
that's not fair.
She has to bring a gift if she's bringing a plus one as well. No, you're singing for 3 minutes and you have a plus one. Come on, get her a gift.
Oh my gosh, I totally disagree with you. First of all, I don't think she's a jerk for asking this. I think that weddings kind of blur lines, especially when talent gets involved. If she was singing the whole time, I would say that's a pay thing. That, it, you know, it's expensive to hire a singer, so that would be a pay thing. One song, I think that's a really nice emotional moment that your voice does have value, so I do think that that can count as your gift. But I do think that it would be nice to add something small with it. Maybe like a framed photo or something really sentimental, but not super expensive. But I don't think you have to shop off the registry and get something super expensive. I do think that that is a very thoughtful gift that they'll be able to look back on in video form forever. But I think the getting paid thing, that's taking it a little too far. I'm actually kind of surprised your roommate went there with that. I think that you're doing something nice by singing the song. Now, if they gave you the plus one, I think that in their mind, they've budgeted for that. It's, you know, if they don't want have the budget for that, don't put a plus one. I've done that plenty of times where, you know, I invited someone and it's just for you. It's not for anyone else. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what are your thoughts? You have some credibility here because you are a wedding DJ. So I really want to know what you think here.
Yeah, so I'm a wedding DJ. I've had to volunteer my services for my family many, many a times. As a matter of fact, I've flown halfway across the country to go perform for a family member for their wedding. Now, my whole thought is they're a young couple usually, so you've got to help them out no matter what, either that's with a gift or offering your services. And doing both, if you're in financial position to do both, then do it. I remember this is for, you know, usually your family or something like that, right? So give what you can, but know that what you're offering to them also means the world to them as well. So if you don't have the affordability to get a gift, then I wouldn't really worry about it too much.
Yeah, I think that's just a really sweet thing to do. And yeah, if you can afford something nice, do it. Ashley, thank you, Matt. Ashley, what do you think? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I honestly think that it depends on the relationship she has with the person. So if it's a really close friend, honestly, I would do it for free and I would still bring a gift. If it was a family member, I would totally do it for free and bring a gift. If it was somebody who I knew from like back in school and I don't talk to them that often, I might ask them if I didn't have to bring a plus one, if they could possibly pay me and I'll sing more songs.
Oh, that's a good idea. Make some money on it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's got to be like one of those people you went to high school with that you don't talk to anymore and you're just still associated on Facebook, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this song... That cannot be an easy song to sing.
But I mean, this is a song everybody knows. She's not making up a song. She's from scratch, you know. It's a beautiful song. But please, it's like a 3-minute song. Bring a gift. Just bring a gift.
Why are you so angry? I've never heard you like this before. You're so angry.
It's a wedding. This is the one time, hopefully, they get married. Just do something nice.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.